This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
10 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Thank God it's Friday. But some people are not thanking God. Some parents who send their children to the university to get an education, they've been home for about 60 days now. The children themselves who, you know, at some point were waiting, couldn't wait to be done with secondary school to get into the university to study their dream course so that they can get their dream job and the dream life that they hoped for. That's not happening. We have people who do business on campuses, and for about 60 days now, they're not making money as they should. They have campus shuttles. I mean, we can go on and on and on. On one side, we have us who's saying we have demands, something that you promised us some years ago. We got to the table, we did some adjustments, make it happen. Federal government saying, no, your demands are not, you know. And then there's something about where to pay to, what portal, this, that, and that. And the children are in the middle of it. So the National Association of Nigerian Students, NANS, said perhaps we should step in. There was some meeting some months ago where the minister stormed out, you know, when he was asked, are your kids not schooling abroad? And he said, if you want to be in the meetings between ASUU and the federal government, that is something that makes sense. That was then. 2 days ago, University of Benin students shot down the Uboa axis of, you know, the road. That's the Benin or Expressway. They're saying, we're tired of staying at home. And NANS president, Sunday Asefoni, is saying that is just the beginning. That is just the beginning. We're going to take it to the political parties, not allowing them to do their primaries because they can't be thinking that they're going to do anything when we're still at home. He spoke on Channels TV. Let's hear some of what he said.
We are battle ready. The highest they can do is to shoot us. If they shoot, they ask the police to shoot us. If we die, the generation coming will know we die because of fighting for them. They will also know that they shot us because they are preparing for election. But we need to take action. Why we pick the two political parties? It is the PDP that handed over to APC. But it is APC that is the incumbent government. Federal government will tell you they inherited the problem from PDP. The ASU will tell you this negotiation has been on when Jonathan was there. But what we believe as a student, that is government is continuous.
All right, here we are. So my question is, do you think this could be the catalyst needed for that equation to happen, for that chemical reaction to take place? My name is Enno Ogbevi. Or you think it's a waste of time? Children, your elders don't want you in school. Stay at home. Learn a trade. Do something else. Don't be part of it. Don't get involved in it. 0817-923-0002. We're live on Twitter and Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. On WhatsApp, 0809030-6416. You're a student? Get on board. This is time for us to talk about that thing that's been bothering you. It was a warning strike, and many people thought that after the warning strike, something would happen. They'll get back to the classroom. It did not happen. Some people have picked up postgraduate forms. They can't make progress. Let's talk. Do you support the action of NANS, or you think it's a waste of time? Do you think perhaps this is it? What have they? Why have they not been thinking? Now they are thinking. Oh my. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. On Facebook at Nigeria Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, WhatsApp 0809030-6416. I want students to call. Tell me how it bothers you. Tell me if perhaps your university, NANS, is going to call a protest. Are you going to be there and why? Jeff is in Transamadi. Good morning, Jeff. Ouch. Jeff has left the building. Okay. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. My name is Grace, calling from Port Harcourt.
All right.
Hello?
Go on, we can hear you.
Okay, I think it's a welcome development. This is what would have happened long time ago. But I think the decision is taken at the right time. But my concern is why involving PDP, APC was voted to solve the problems that PDP has accumulated for the past years. I think the majority of the voters in Nigeria are the youth, which are the students. So these students voted for APC to come and solve the problem. So this protest and everything should be channeled towards APC. They are to make the decision. Jonathan Mills should be involved in this whole thing. The man has left, and the Buhari came that is going to solve the problem Jonathan created long time ago. So it shouldn't be taken to PDP or Jonathan. It's APC entirely.
Interesting. I'm hearing it this way for the first time. So APC was voted in to solve the problems that PDP created. Wow. Jeff is in Transamadi. Thank you for calling again. Go on.
Good morning, Leno.
Good morning, Jeff.
This issue of Nance and Astro strike, I think it's unbecoming because some of these things ought to have been sorted out before this time. But I like the decision that Nance is coming up with. The best way to handle issues like this is just to do it in a peaceful manner. If they see that maybe blocking maybe where they are going to handle their, where they are going to do their electioneering the campaign or whatever is will be the solution to their problem, then they should do it in a peaceful manner. Either they will shock them, the whole world is going to witness and see, but let it be as peaceful as anything. Nobody should be allowed to carry anything, any maybe thing or stone at police. It's not as if when police will come there, now they will see police as their problem rather than the federal government or the government in power that they are talking of. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Akanto is calling from Bori. Akanto, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, I was former student, National University student, president of Kensan. And in the spirit of solidarity and the spirit and the likening of injury to one, injury to all. To me, as a student activist, I'm ready to participate wherever and whenever the protest will be carried out, either here in River State, either in Jigawa State, or in Abuja. Because if we don't protect this our institution for our younger generation to come, they will blame us. What did our parents? Your parents lay a bad precedent for them if we do not protect it now. So to me, it is no good for our universities under lock and key. And again, our state-owned universities should also join suit in solidarity. So let me tell you, either you like it or not, the kind of paradigm shift from the federal university to state-owned university. You look at the admission rate in the state university now, students are now moving from a higher concentration to a lower concentration where they get it better. So all of us, if we are to protect the generation to come, we will rise up to stand up against the impunity of federal government led by APC. That all our schools are now in order lock and key. And the federal minister of labor and productivity have form of the APC of 100 million naira. And the minister of education also follow suit. It is high time for Nigerian students and the student activists to rise up to protect our education sector.
Sounds like the protest has started already. Akanto. Calling there. Good morning, Paul from Rukmakulusi. Good morning, Paul.
Thank you, ma'am. Good morning.
You're a student?
Yes. Uh-huh. No, I'm not a student, but as far as I'm a youth, I'm a student of the near future.
Okay.
And we are the leaders of tomorrow, according to our own rights to thinking. So it is, I'm on the side of these students. I support them fully.
How do you think it's going to play out, Paul? How do you think it's likely to play out?
Pardon, I didn't get your question right.
How do you
think
it's likely to play out? This continuous protest, we're not going to allow APC and PDP parties that at the secretariat do anything about primaries or anything like that if, you know, they don't get us back to the classroom.
Yeah, it's right. All right. Because
these students, they are out for about, let's say, more than 80 days now. And without you getting the right knowledge, you will not know, leadership is down. Because these people that are leading us now, we're expecting that maybe one day they will down too. They will down too. And then the other people will take out. And it will not continue to be the old, then it must be youth. So I'm advising the students, they should not be violently taking this thing to the other dimension, but let them do it discipline. And then let them mobilize to get the whatever being the money, even though it's the 100 million, let's gather ourselves and buy the phone to one of our youth and then vote the youth and get the youth as a president into office. And then from there we select our own ministers and then every other position right. in the politics.
So thank you. So we have young people in positions and nothing has happened. We have young people in positions. They've not engaged the federal government on this matter. We have young people everywhere. Your local government chairman is a young person. Your councillors are young people. What is the state of the primary and what do you call them now? Is it nursery schools? In your locality, young people. Nathaniel is in Bonny Island. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Good morning, Anna.
You're on.
Please, the pertinent question I want to ask is, our leaders don't know what is happening in this country.
They don't?
Is it that? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go on.
Is it that they are not aware of what is happening in the country, that they are so insensitive to the flights of especially students when everybody is shot? Even the shot is not just coming from the students alone. It's coming from almost big bodies, from young, old, people who are not even students, those who are not even interested in school. But our leaders seem to be so adamant that they're so too quiet and they're so uninterested in all what is happening. So my question is it that they don't have conscience or they don't have direct information as to what is happening in our country, that they're so lost focus to the extent that they abandon everything except politics? When it comes to the issue of politics, somebody can easily put out 100 million naira just for the purpose of election. I don't know. And when it comes to education, like anything that has bearing on the poor masses, they seem unconcerned. And it is me too that will rally around to vote for them. So for me, I think I don't even blame them. I even blame the hopeless people who vote for them to always come up in power and abandon us at the end of the day. Thank you.
Thank you, Nathaniel, for calling. On WhatsApp, messages here. It's good they're waking up. Whether APC or PDP, I see no reason why students should suffer. I wonder how much INEC has received from all presidential aspirants. Federal government should do what is obtainable. Does INEC receive money from aspirants? Don't be like that. I think the best thing to do in the Nigerian educational sector is to privatize them all of them. By so doing, all the shenanigans by the government will no longer affect the students. Alex Silver, Team Uchechukwu, sent that in. I think the idea of the student community is in the right direction. Bakata from Uzwoha community. I support the action of NANS. I warn Nigerian police to be careful not to harm any students. Uchi Beke from Ekpeye Land. He sent that in. I know it's good for students to be active in trying to reopen the universities, but the way they're doing it is not right. They're only going after the federal government. But what I've asked to, that union has always gone on strike without thoughts about the students staying at home because they always got their salaries. Now they've been told they will not be paid. They're desperate and using all sorts of arm-twisting tactics. ASU should also be made to face the consequences of their action. Joe sent that in from Port Harcourt. Mark said, I will not be part of it. Before you know, most university military men will be sent to kill the youths. Remember, state lawmaker intention just for screening talkless of primary. ASU should go back to work. I'm a postgraduate student, just obtained my form, waiting for admission. Stay with me.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts.
Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Back in the day, students were known for taking the lead, dictating the narrative at some point. But for many years now, we haven't seen anything like that. Is this a resurgence, a reawakening of some sort? Students are saying that they will take to the streets. The NANTS president on TV right now, Sunday Asefon, that's why he's not here. Joining me via the phone for this interview. And he's saying that in the next few days, there will be some sort of, there'll be a press statement about how the, they want simultaneous or something of that nature, a protest across the states. Schools have been shot, federal universities, children at home. And they don't want that. They're saying that it's our future. We can't sit back and allow you, the older ones, you in positions of leadership, mess us up. Federal government, ASU, get back, talk it out, and let's get back to the classroom. I'm trying to get your thoughts on it. Do you think that this is what is required? Could it be the final straw that'll break the backbone of incessant strikes, or at least this one, and get the kids back to school? My name is Anoa Gweviri, well, Nigerian for Port Harcourt. Max writes in on WhatsApp, says, ASU should go back to work. Okay, that's what I was reading, right? Okay, I read that already. I'll not be part of it because before you know, most in River State military men will be sent to kill the youth. Remember, state lawmaker in detention just for screening talk less of primary. ASU should go back to work. I'm a postgraduate student, just obtained my form, waiting for admission. Okay, I read Joe's message. Richie Miller, this is a welcome development. The election they are campaigning is for what? When our university is under lock and key. I'm seeing another protest coming, not for students only. Enough of all this menace. 0817-923-0002. Clinton Daniel, they want to destroy ASU the same way they destroyed Labour Union. Our leaders are heartless. Good morning, Eno. Federal government is probably not aware that the students are at home, so the students are agitating to inform them. David Ojimini sent that in. How do we expect an educate? Okay. Well, we had Yedda Adwoa there. You know, who was my guest here? One of my guests said he knew that the ASU thing will never be resolved when Yedda Adwoa, who was a teacher, was a president and they couldn't fix it. So if a teacher becomes president and they still cannot fix issues concerning teachers, then there is no hope. So saying that the current president is not a teacher is not, you know, we even had a professor, a doctor there. I beg your pardon. We even had a doctor there. Back to back. Adedua, Jonathan. My, oh my. Back to back. Still wasn't resolved. Okay. Melody says, NANTS should stand their ground. As a student, we did the same at the level of Abuja in 2004 against the increment in bed space. 2007, we did Ete Moscow protest that led to the resignation of the speaker, Patricia Ete. Against all odds, we marched through defense headquarters, old parade ground, AIT and NTA areas 11, and settled at National Assembly, though some were bought over and NANTS had factions. But we succeeded. We can't still do it, can't they? Belema says, I'm writing from Port Harcourt. Last week, I had the come on, don't be like that. If you have any PVC issues, go to the INEC website or go to the office. They have offices in Port Harcourt. One is on East West Road, not far from Elio's. Not far from Elio's. Before you get to Elio's, there's a bank there. INEC is there. There's another one on Abar Road. So you don't have any excuse. This is not the portal. 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. On Facebook at Nigerian Info PH, on Twitter at Nigeria Info PH. The students are going to take their destinies into their hands. They want to organize simultaneous protests. Ibn Musa says the federal government doesn't want Nigerians to be educated. Chief Precious on Facebook, if all students will agree to come out and protest, block the Senate, courts, federal roads, government offices, Office of the Minister of Education for 1 week, then I think something will be done. Since he has 100 million naira to get a form to become president. Meanwhile, he can't even function well in the one he's been given to handle. We have Nigerian politicians don't have shame. Poor men's children are affected by while their children go abroad schooling. For schooling, Nigerian youths need to step up and end this mess. I'm not sure it's a case of rich man, poor man thing. It's we're Nigerians. Nigerian students are affected. The end. Samuel Ike, it would be nice if one of the criteria for serving in public office was to have the children of those concerned schooling in the country like the rest of us. Maybe then they'll take this issue seriously. Nsikak is calling from Elelewa. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, you know.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, it's very, very pathetic that South African government that take the reins of leadership in Nigeria have been unable to solve this problem. Even when the so-called lecturers take over the reins of leadership in Nigeria, they could not solve this problem. It is so pathetic. Is Nigeria capable of solving this problem? Definitely we are more than capable to solve this problem. Any government, any system, any government, any regime that does not value education does not have regard for the future. It is so obvious that our leaders are only concerned about themselves. The fact that their children are not in these public schools is one of the reasons why they are nonchalant over the plight of lecturers. Lecturers are one of the most integral part of any system. If any system must work, the educational system must work. If you fail to take care of the educational system, then the country does not have a good future. So I'm seriously in support of what these students are intending to do. But what I would advise them is that they should not do it in a violent way. Since a protest is the only language that they listen to, then they need to do it. They don't have any other option than to, you know, flood the streets, protest, and let the world know how nonchalant our leaders have been concerning our educational system. It is so bad. Their children are not here, and that is the reason why they are not concerned. It is bad. We have more than enough resources. Mm-hmm. And you look at it, that this thing has lingered for so long. People will suffer as lecturers, and at the end of the day, some of them will get retired and their pension are not paid, their gratuity are not paid. Mm-hmm. What will make them? And this is the reason why some of them are involved in sharp practices in the various government schools.
All right.
Taxing students to pay for sorting and all that, handouts, making it compulsory for students. Because this is what they, you know, they fall on. They feel that this is the only way they can, you know, act out a living. But I don't support it.
All right. Thank you, Nsika. Prince is in Woji. Good morning, Prince.
Good morning, you know. Mm. You know, I'm in full ready and support of the protest. If the protest will take up to 2023 election to affect the election, I'm ready. Because all of them, nobody is talking about what is going on in Asu. They are just buying form, bringing out donating 200 million, 900 million. Nobody is donating to settle Asu for the students. So I'm fully ready. I'm in support. I will even donate money for the students to strike so that there will be no election 2023 because they are playing politics with everything in this country. So none of them is going to fight for us and they are busy buying form. That is my stake. Thank you.
Thank you. Frank is in Ruma Hollow. He said he wouldn't mind sponsoring the strike. So the is actually protests. They're planning protests across the country. They are saying that you cannot be talking 2023 elections when we are home. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. Do you support the planned students' protests nationwide? Or you think that there's something else they can do instead of doing this? Especially for those who believe that at some point the security forces will be called in, tear gas, bullets, possibly someone might die, you know. Samuel, I read your message. You got Julius Akporede saying that, Akporede on Facebook, Nan's protest is overdue, but should be properly targeted. Blocking roads will punish innocent people and cripple businesses. As well, government officials don't travel by road. They don't. Nan should block the airports and target the right people. She blocked the airports and Enoch Bevire, for example, have to travel. What happens? Am I not an innocent person anymore? Someone who needs to go for their medicals in Lagos, for example. Why do we do these things? Everyone passes the road at some point. If you're ever going to get to the airport, anyone will have to pass the road. Temple is in mile one. Temple, good morning.
Good morning, the very distinguished once again. The very distinguished at this point in time, don't we think it's high time we begin to reason to vote with our brain instead of voting with our stomach? Because voting with our stomach a long time ago has put us and kept us in this abracadabra we'll find ourselves. At this point in time, I also want to call the NAF as a body. There is one that says the United will stand, in division will fall, and there is every tendency that there must be a sabotage. But in a formidable force, I think they will achieve it. But how about they going to the ass rock to block down that place? We talk about the sectarian to lock down the sectarian. Because if you block the road, probably they might not be affected. It's very important, but they might not be affected if you block the road. But when we block the National Assembly, talk of the National Assembly, we talk of the ass rock, if you ask me, you ask the question, even the Facebook platform. I don't think the PDP has any say as far as this issue is concerned. Because the last time I said, they cannot even begin to hold a meeting with the ASU. Because even though they have a meeting, there's nothing they will offer at this point in time. But there is a need that will block the appropriate channels. In which, indeed, when those channels have been blocked, my dear sister, they will be forced to respond with immediate alacrity. And knowing fully well that if they refuse to respond, it's indeed that the money in which they have paid will be frustrated. But I'm appealing to NAS as a body. There is a need for them to, push themselves away from all this brand envelope. I know they are very much, entitled, but they should shun brand envelope. Mm-hmm. Because accepting brand envelope at this point in time is not a good one for us. But as I said before, they should continue. We are solidly behind them.
All right. Andy's in Rukmaku. Andy, good morning. I haven't had any student calling this morning. Are the students busy?
I want to go straight to say this. It's a nice and good thing that the students have agreed to take the future in their hands because the ASU and the federal government failed the Nigerian students. But be it as it may, I want to make a passionate appeal here. This is this. I would not want, or too many of us out here would not like, what happened during the NSAS protest. Occur. How do I mean by this? We are in a situation where people who have, at the end of the day, championed this whole thing, and at the end of the day, we begin to hear that students are dying and people who are championing it never had any issues. So, in as much as I am concerned and I'm supporting this, let the leadership of these students make sure they be on the front line so that at the end of the day, this whole thing will go. And also, we have been hearing lecturers saying that their own children have been among the people that have been affected in this strike. I want to say this. They should be able to push out their children for their children to be able to come out and protect. Not at the end of the day, their own children is at home while other children are there doing the job. If fully that their students and their children are in the school, they should be able to come out. They should push their children out and let this whole thing be done once and for all. Thank you very much.
That's Andy Okonkwo is in Rumokuta. Okonkwo, good morning.
Good morning, Madam Eno. I am in support of the plan of the students to go for protest. Madam Eno, I never knew that many Nigerian politicians that each one could raise 100 million. I never knew that Nigerian politicians, that each of them has more than 100 million naira. In Malawi, the smallest country in Africa, their universities are busy working well. In Togo, their universities are busy working well. And the Nigerian politicians are busy embezzling and looting money. And our federal universities are closed. And they have shown us number, they are bringing 100 million. They have shown us that they are stealing the whole money in this country. Let the students cover everywhere. Go through the house of our government houses from federal to state. And let's see what will happen. Thank you.
Thank you, Kunkwo. I hear someone saying, whatever you want to do, don't disrupt my business. I want to get to my office in GRA. No. I want to be able to get to my office in Area 11. Don't disturb my business. Protest how you like. When people say they support protests, I'm wondering, would you be giving them water? Would you be paying for food and, you know, having them, serve food? Would you be sharing towels, handkerchiefs? What are you going to do to really support them if you are in support? Madweke Promise says the protest is in order, as on Facebook. They should avoid violence and make it as peaceful as possible. This will end in two ways. The government will do what they know how to do best, compromise the protest. I'll be damned. Or they will do well to do something positive and resolve the issue ASAP. Julius Akwede is saying the numerous call groups in universities should do something positive for once. They should threaten the politicians and ASU members. That's the only language you understand. Is that so? Okay, that's on Facebook at Nigeria Info PH. I go to Twitter at this time at Nigeria Info PH. Let's see what you have to say. David King Blossom on Twitter says it's 50-50. The focus of the government is on the upcoming election, and that's their priority now. We just hope that their hearts will be touched to listen and settle ASU. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. What's up? Messages here. I was so happy coming into this year because I would have finished this year, latest August. Sadly, it's not to be. Turns out Nigeria has other plans. Although I support the protest, one can never really tell if it would turn violent. I will come out. Valentine student, apparently. Thank you, Valentine, for writing. Development is impossible without proper education of the younger generation. Incessant industrial actions do not promote effective education. Our leaders should be sensitive to the plight of the masses. Moses Bina, federal government should please listen to us so that students can go back to school. How will someone spend 5 to 6 years in a school? It isn't proper. Itari Prince from Abua Odua local government. Itari Prince, some people spent 9 years. Some people spent 9 years. Good morning. I can't say support Nance because I don't know their priority. Is their proposed protest to force the politicians to end the strike so students just return to school? Or make the politicians agree to ASU's demand and implement the agreement and end the strike? If it's that Nance just wants to return to school and graduate, then we're merely postponing the evil day. Speaking to former lecturers in office, I call them former lecturers because the day they are sworn in, they automatically resigned. Do you think Professor Oshibajo is going back to class? Even former vice chancellors who haven't attained the age of retirement separate from the university environment after leaving office just so they don't suffer the problem they once complained about but failed to solve while in office. PDP is involved because ASU in state universities also have grouses with individual state governments, and PDP have governors in about 13 states. Text sent that in. Darlington Emeka from Irebi Okpulo says the students coming out to protest is the only panacea to end the strike. Left for the inept federal government, the students will never go to school again. Watch out. Unfortunately, the same federal government will soon send their own students to disrupt the protest. This government is very terrible and repulsive. Anselm supports this protest 100%, says, I don't think I like it when people say we should use our voters' cards as a means to get things right. That's not the only solution to our problem. All politicians are the same, no matter who you vote in or out. They're all the same. Please, nobody should support or promote protests at this time. The protests will not change anything. Let's be reasonable. That's what Austin says. Yemi, the students can protest, but blocking the road will amount to infringing on the rights of others. So if students go to school, when they're supposed to go to school, is that not helping the rights of every other person? I don't think there's any way any protest can take place without other people being affected. It's just impossible. So Yemi is saying, stop, I like it. Yemi, you can't stand on the fence. They broke the fence a long time ago. Stay on one side. I support the protest. In 1978-79, Nance had a proposed tagged Ali Mosgo, and at the end, Ali was removed as the then Minister for Education. On this issue, the Nigerian Governors Forum should intervene, or is it only when they want to share money they all come together? Gerald is asking from Mwebulu. Kingsley Naji, they should stop. Okay, it would be nice if Nance wouldn't spoil it by allowing the politicians to create a divide among them, like it was in Lekki protest. Was there a divide in Lekki protest? I don't think so. What happened was that they sent out thugs to cause mayhem. Within the Lekki location, there was no divide. I would advise that they set up a proper security check on all in attendance, if possible, to avoid some hoodlums hijacking the protest. It should be well covered, well organized, without arms of any kind, and be carried out simultaneously nationwide. Enough is enough for our government. So what he's saying is perhaps police and other security forces should be there. Maybe you raise your hand, they check you, you're good, you get into, you know, line or something, and then when it's time, they blow the whistle, and then the protest will start. There's a song they sing. I've been trying not to sing it. They should block and stop operations in every government establishment and service points, close up political party secretariats, government house of all states, and Aso Rock too. Storm the house of top politicians and block them. The government wants to kill them. No wahala. The more they kill, the more we move. It's too much for us to bear. That's Kingsley. Belema, I don't support any protests. After what late... beg your pardon. I take that from the top. I don't support any protest. After what Professor Lale did to Uniport students for protesting against no school fees, no exam, he sent SARS officers and they shot a student leader, Choba. That guy was Peter at that time, final year student, Peter. ASU is political and they don't care about the students' welfare. Federal universities are expensive for poor citizens. They should also talk about that. NAS is coming to protest again. ASU strike is very risky. Anybody who values their life shouldn't go out because they might end up in a bloodbath. I think ASU has taken all diplomatic steps and there's no reasonable agreement between ASU and the FG. The government believes in proactive action. I agree with the nationwide protest by NANS. I think they respond fast when protest is being mentioned. Oka, great. Federal University of Turkey. A nice reading from you. Michael says, I know, is it not an irony to hear politicians say, even during this wave of declarations, that the youths are the leaders of tomorrow, yet they've abandoned the same youths in this state of confusion? What a people we are. NANS leadership should remain resolute to the end, and I support the move 200%. Final message this morning. Brown, I'm a student. What NANS are planning to do is good, but will it work? These people don't care about us because it doesn't affect them. We all know what happened during the police brutality protest, anti-police brutality protest. And now these people always win. I'm supposed to be graduating this year, but it's not the case. My student ID is graduating before me. Okay, this one can go in. What they need to do is tell us when they want us to come out and also the time and venue as well. Let us go block the ASU building. Them too, they're involved in this. I will try to get Sunday Asefon, NANS president, on the show on Monday because he's on right now on TV, so he couldn't join us. And a very critical question Texas asked. Do they want to stop the ASU strike or do they want government to implement and stop the ASU strike? Or is this just a case of postponing the evil day? Many people, the evil days have been postponed. They're good days too. They can't graduate in 2022 at this rate. My name is Enoch Beverly. Thank you for your time. Do enjoy the rest of our broadcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Enigma City. Thank God it's Friday. Good morning.